Welcome. This is Luke Behrings with a podcast on leadership and things related. For today, I wanted to look a little bit at careers and the way you develop them, the way you shape them. It's probably also because of the current situation in the world that I get quite a few questions from people on where the next step should go. Now, many years ago, it was during a workshop that I attended. I was sitting at the bar with a coworker, and it was already quite late. And, the guy actually had a little bit too much to drink. It was on the whiskey. But you know, that's the way it was in those days during multi-day workshops. Anyway, he started a discussion by saying, our parents made a mistake in raising us. And when I mildly disagreed, I mean, he was nearly drunk, he got up and he asked, you know, a bowl of cookies at the coffee table, you as a child, could you just take one? Could you even ask for one? Or did you have to wait until it was offered? Now, I had to say that asking for one usually wasn't a good idea, and that I had to wait until one was offered. Unfortunately, sometimes that took quite a while, as far as I can remember. And when you were allowed to take one, did you take the biggest? Now, again, I had to admit that the biggest cookies were usually for the guests, and that I was allowed to take, well, an average-sized one at best. But that taking a small one would have been proof of my wonderful upbringing. Now, you see, he said triumphantly, that's what our parents did wrong. That's where they made the mistake. Because the minute we step out into the world, we learn the hard way that such behavior doesn't work. And that the very opposite is true. Do not wait till you are offered a cookie or they will be gone before you know it. And you'd better take the biggest one at that, because otherwise someone else will. Now, I have to give it to him. It is an idea, and many people might even agree with it. But I do not, to be very clear. Anyway, this exchange was, like I said, late at night at some hotel bar. It brought me to consider the way that I had shaped my career up until then. And I guess it laid the foundation for some decisions that I would make sometime later. It's an undeniable fact that the most, I would say, obvious and most commonly accepted form of career development is the hierarchy, the hierarchical career. You know, up, more, better, further. The team you lead grows bigger, like your salary, the company car. Your responsibilities increase, of course. And with it, so do the levels of stress and risk. Anyway, up in the hierarchy is a favorite subject also in many family gatherings. Gosh, you're still not promoted? That is kind of a question expressing the general opinion that we really need to move up in the hierarchy. Because honestly, if you don't become a manager, someone else will. So you better grab the cookie if and when you have the chance. And that was actually my career at the time. At 34, I made it to CEO of a company with 2,200 employees. And I was just not happy. Being in that leading position was just not as wonderful as it had seemed from a distance. It made me look at how others shaped their careers and what I could learn from that. Now, a couple of years later, on a warm summer evening, my wife and I had just moored our little steel motorboat at the jetty, and we just poured our first glass of wine when this guy, gray hair, in his 60s, walked by. He appeared to be the owner of a yacht at least twice as long as ours that was tied up further on. Actually, it was a little too big for the jetty, if I remember correctly. He stopped at our small boat, obviously in need of a chat, so we offered him a drink, started to talk, and he told us his first boat had been one like ours. In fact, actually, exactly the same. He had sold it with a nice profit, and he bought a bigger one, also sold it to go on to an even bigger one. And then he pointed at his current, I would say, oversized vessel. He took another sip and he said, you know, my best time was on that first boat, this one. What a, What if I would have kept on to it? Now, what if we kept on to our job? Not go for up or bigger or more, but what if we hold on to what we have and try to become better at it? Become professionals. Professional career. In a professional career, we're not so much focused on up, but we're focused on better. And professional careers are all around us. I mean, nurses, doctors, lawyers, I mean, just think of it. For 7 years, the guy said to me, I was a forklift driver at the port of Rotterdam and I only want to be the best driver out there. I actually met a guy who made that statement after he told me that he had rejected the offer to be team leader 4 times in a row. Or the sales guy who told me he had also rejected the offer to become sales manager 3 times over because selling was his thing, not leading others. Scientists, journalists, trainers, researchers, accountants, like I said, doctors, nurses, lawyers, photographers, coaches, musicians, writers, teachers. They're all examples of people who developed their careers professionally. Like, of course, some forklift drivers and some salespeople. Now, there is a seems to be a similarity between them. The content of their work has this constant challenge to keep on learning and improving, and it's almost impossible to determine when that is finished or done, if ever. And that was what I wanted. So many years ago, not being happy as a CEO, and not too long after that half-drunken bar conversation, I decided to focus on what I knew I was good at and build on that. And that's how I became a leadership trainer and coach. But in a professional career, there are, of course, also challenges. I mean, for example, dealing with the paradox of continuously trying to become better at what you do, to improve, to innovate, stay informed on new developments, and at the same time enjoying what you have accomplished. Now, some can handle it perfectly, but others kind of struggle with the uncertainty of not being perfect on the one hand and at the same time being confident enough to admit they're really good at what they do. But apart from that, for many, a professional career is very rewarding. Now, having said that, it's just unfortunate that so few organizations really do encourage professional careers. I mean, if you want to make more money, you need to move up in the hierarchy with, of course, the risk of Peter's principle. And that's a shame, because if you look at the list again, trainers, researchers, accountants, doctors, nurses, lawyers, photographers, musicians, writers, very often they have their own companies. It's also a clear sign of the fact that not many organizations are really equipped to further that professional career. So, okay, I once led a discussion between a group of leaders and an international group of high potentials. And one of them wanted to know from an accomplished sales manager if it was wise to work in sales for a couple of years if you wanted to make a career in marketing. Would that experience be useful? And it was funny, but the sales manager was annoyed. And he said that in his sales team, he did not want to have marketeers who just came to learn a trick on the way to a career in marketing. He wanted people with a passion for sales. Now, the young woman, she looked a bit, I don't know, devastated. And she sat down. So I gave it a minute. After the next question, I came back to the sales manager and asked him, by the way, how do you feel about working with marketeers that have sales experience? And he started off to say that was great. As he said it, he realized what his answer actually implied. And to his credit, he agreed that indeed he should give young marketeers a chance in sales. Now, this leads me to another way to shape your career, a radial career. Now, in a radial career, we take steps to other positions, Usually at the same level, but within the circle of our organization, our line of business or profession. So we move, well, for example, from marketing to sales, or maybe even on to HR or another country. And all this within the same company or market. Now, usually, like I said, but not always, a radio career will be horizontal, no major steps in the hierarchy. But a radio career gains us a broad oversight over the business. It's interesting to get to know the business from different angles and to use knowledge you acquire here in a new or in another position. And there's also the obvious benefit for the organization. People that have learned to look beyond the borders instead of just within their own silos. But there's even more. In the first years of my coaching career, I was a part-time marketing manager for the Dutch Federation of Cinematography, you know, where filmmakers, distributors, and theater owners cooperated to get more people into the theater. Now, in the Dutch film world, only very few people knew that at the same time, I was also a business coach. And when I was doing my workshop or my coaching, no one was aware of my film life. So from a personal experience, I can tell you how great the combination can be. I mean, discussing, for instance, effective meeting skills, and just the day before you had this really grueling board meeting. It was really fun. Now, this is what I would call a portfolio type of career. It's when you combine two or more paid or even unpaid jobs or positions. Now, if you look around you, you'll see quite a few examples of that. I mean, the leader of a hospital giving lectures at a university 2 days a week, or the wedding photographer working as a janitor. I've actually personally known one. They all have a portfolio career. Now, how many today have, in addition to their regular careers, not also a lucrative business on eBay, for instance? And with flexibility increasing and a flat world, opportunities to set up a portfolio have tremendously increased. Research suggests also, by the way, that this is a career setup that is the most rewarding in an emotional sense. Well, maybe now you're thinking, well, actually, my career is none of those. It was kind of accidental. Really? Any idea how many decisions you made between spotting a job opportunity and actually starting in it? I mean, you did decide to look into the opportunity. You did decide to pursue the contact. You did decide whether you actually wanted a job. You also decided to accept the invitation to come in and talk. You did say yes to a second interview. You did sign the contract. There's not much accidental in there. It sounds like a consequence of many decisions. So if you rewind and try to recover the criteria you used in your decision making at those moments, it can definitely tell you a lot about yourself and why you made certain choices. So to finish up, there are many ways you can shape a career. There's the hierarchy, there's the content in a professional career, there's the radial career, there's a combination of those in a portfolio. And what so often strikes me is people describing their careers and using words like, and then I ended up there. Maybe you do it as well. It is like they're saying they're not really in control. It's like it just happened to them. It sounds so much more convincing when people say, so then I chose to, or then I consciously decided to. And it becomes easier to talk in those terms if you did the research I just mentioned. Ask yourself what criteria you used in your career decisions. Because isn't leadership also being about in control of your own career?